How great does that sound? The Albany Symphony's February concerts celebrate Valentine's Day and Maestro David Allen Miller's birthday.
We're not really celebrating my birthday. It just happens to fall on the Sunday concert.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it. Now, can you just get that little snow event off my birthday?
I'm wishing it away for many,
sure,
many reasons.
It's going to only be an inch, as usual, here in the great capital region.
Exactly.
Don't let it slow you down, everybody.
Congratulations. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. The program will feature Rachmaninoff's romantic, sensual rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, performed by 19-year-old pianist Harmony Zhu, who joins us this morning.
Hello,
and Harmony,
thank you so much for having me.
19 years old, you were here when you were 14.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So
7 years ago.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
I'm so excited to be back here now.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Did you play two concertos on that concert?
That was very epic. I did Robert Schumann back-to-back with Clara Schumann.
Also, and super romantic.
Those
Schumann
concerts.
Yeah.
It's funny, like four concertos and 24 hours.
Yeah.
He'll work you. the concerts take place on February 15th at 7:30 and February 16th at 3 p.m. That's David's birthday. At 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. To tell us more, we welcome both Harmony and David Allen Miller to the program. Hello!
We are so happy to be here, Joe.
Yeah,
we're so happy to see your beautiful face.
I love when you're here. I love to have you here. I love to know that you're doing this beautiful work in such a beautiful place and lifting the spirits of the community as a whole. And it's a wonderful thing. So let's talk for a moment about how this program comes together. How do you program romantic?
You just program all the loveliest pieces you can possibly think of. I have to say that Rachmaninoff is, you know, one of the all-time hyper-romantic works. It's his last big piano piece, not technically a concerto, but a rhapsody set of incredible variations, with the most famous 18th variation, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which he said afterwards, "That one's for my agent," he said, which I thought was very funny. And then Robert Schumann writing the year after his marriage to his beloved Clara, this Spring Symphony. I was reading yesterday, he wrote it during January and February, which is very apropos, dreaming of the spring to come and celebrating, sort of wishing spring to appear.
That's what we need.
Perfectly topical, and as all of his early works are, filled with his love for Clara and just radiant beauty. Mm-hmm. And then two wonderful, one very recent work from 2016, Lauren Loyokono's Sleep Furiously, which is just hyper-romantic and fabulous orchestral tour de force. And Randall Thompson, a really charming piece from the mid-50s, kind of an old-timey piece, A Trip to Nahant, about two young lovers wandering along the island or sometimes peninsula of Nahant, which is right off the coast of Boston, north of Boston, and was a sort of amusement park and a beautiful place to wander.
In the David Allen Miller lexicon, what does an old-timey piece mean?
It's kind of like Copland-esque. It's got a little bit of country. It actually starts with a big country fiddle tune, and it's inspired by country fiddle tune. But it's one of these wonderful kind of narrative pieces where this young couple wanders around and encounters different, you know, church singers singing in a church and a merry-go-round, and they exchange love vows, and then it all happens in reverse at the end. So it's just got a real kind of country music feel almost.
So we mentioned that Harmony, you were here several years ago. You're back now. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about that. But David, how did you first come upon the brilliance of Harmony?
Well, I think it was you worked with me at the Little Orchestra Society, right? Is that or no?
I don't think so.
No, you didn't. I'm just confused about it. I think it was really through Harmony's teacher. Veda Kaplinsky is this great, great piano teacher in New York City at Juilliard. And she works both in the regular college and in the pre-college. And I just knew about Harmony, who was kind of her leading protege at the time. And so I talked to Veda about whether Harmony at 14 could manage these two epic concertos by the Schumanns. And she said, absolutely. So we invited her. Was that it? It was just through your teacher, right?
I guess so, yeah. Probably, yeah.
But then I've been kind of tracking her. She won the Young Artist artists, young concert artists competition, and is a member. It's a wonderful kind of organization that presents and promotes young performing artists. And she's had a really meteoric rise. She's been working with Veda at Juilliard and with Emmanuel Axe, Manny Axe, and now is at NEC along with Harvard. So she's just having a fabulous career, and she's someone I've really been watching very closely since we first met.
What is it like to play this particular piece and to come back to some place that was part of your journey?
Yeah, it's definitely very special to be back. It feels very familiar in a way, and just like all the people here are very warm and just so wonderful to see everybody again and Maestro Miller again. And I can't wait to have my first rehearsal later on today with this beautiful, beautiful piece. I think it's perfect for Valentine's Day. It's so beautiful, so many luscious harmonies. And I love how there's so much communication between the piano and the orchestra too. It feels very chamber music sort of in a way at times, because the piano and the orchestra is really like right on each other. So it's like the communication and adapting right on the spot is super important. And I just love the piece so much because it's so fascinating how Rachmaninoff turns that theme into so many different ways. So
when did you become aware of it first?
This piece?
Yes.
I've always been aware of it since I was really little. I always really loved it because especially the 18th variation is super popular. Everybody knows it. Even my friends at Harvard, because I'm studying. I study full-time academically at Harvard, and then in addition, I do music classes at NEC, the New England Conservatory, and so I have lots of friends at Harvard. I'm telling them about this piece, and they even know it because it's just so widespread. So I've always loved it, and so glad to be performing it this time.
That's amazing.
Harmony is also a chess master among her many accomplishments. I didn't get to ask her about her six classes at Harvard, but I have a feeling they're mainly not music classes, right?
Yeah, they're all not music classes. Uh-huh. I'm a regular academic student at Harvard, and I happen to do a dual degree in addition to that. So like I'm taking psychology, sociology, economics, general education classes about the environment, about what is a republic, history classes, government class. So.
Will you please report back when you find out?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're taking a class on that too. What is a republic?
Yeah.
Figuring that one out.
Pressure testing it.
If only I could figure
it
out. Yes, if only there was a clear-cut answer.
This interests me. Now, have you made up your mind one way or the other that you would like to be a professional soloist and go around and do this and that would be your living, or that you would like to have another pursuit, perhaps that is different and or mix the two?
I definitely hope to keep on performing and sharing music with people. It's what I have a huge passion for. I've always loved sharing music that I love with audiences around the world, and just share. It makes me really happy to do that, and especially if my music happens to touch somebody in the audience in some way, that means a lot to me. So I definitely hope to keep on doing that. And then I've always also really valued a well-rounded education, which is why I'm also doing I'm doing Harvard and NEC. I've always done school with music, like in high school or all the way back to when I was like, I've never done homeschooling, so I've always been in a rigorous academic environment, but also music. So because I get really inspired by what I learn in my academic classes, and I can bring that to inform my musical interpretations a lot of the time. And I'm really passionate about lots of subjects, like art history especially too. So that's really fascinating.
So a killer exam or a performance, which comes first?
Oh, a performance.
There you go.
That's great. Excellent.
Yeah,
that's
why she's
the practice will do.
That's why she's here on a Thursday.
That's
when she's
probably supposed
to be in
class for this right now. Yeah. I mean, I'll squeeze the exam in and I'll study like before I sleep or something. Between practice
There's
breaks
always time
and stuff,
for that.
But we can always make it work.
And Harvard's very wonderful about that. They're amazing performing artist students. They give a lot of latitude too, because they want them out there doing great things.
How old were you when you first started playing the piano?
I was 3.
Yeah.
So I've been playing for a long time. But it's funny you mentioned, I wish they would give more latitude.
Oh, they don't. I thought they did.
They're getting pretty strict.
Oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
So,
I take it back. Back in the day.
I'm working on my essays and papers right tonight between my
rehearsals.
Oh, dear. I've been playing since I was 3. Nobody in my family does music, so I just kind of I did it because my grandma, she was a professor in literature, and then after she retired, she wanted to start piano as a hobby. so when I went to her place as a three-year-old, I saw the piano, and it was just so much fun. It was a huge toy for me. So I kept on playing and playing, and I just loved it a lot. So.
And how old were you when it was noted to you that you were very good at it?
So I guess since when I was three, basically, I would take my parents had no conception that they have no idea they wanted me to do music or anything. They were just very relaxed parents who wanted me to do whatever that made me most happy, which I feel really grateful for, because I know a lot of kids get forced into it, and that usually doesn't end too well because they associate, you know, negative feelings with music, and that backfires at the end. So I'm really lucky that I kind of just got to do what I loved. And so I asked them for lessons and to start learning, and I think from that, from then, like, my teacher would assign me like a book, like one piece from a book of children's works, for example, and then I loved it so much I would just play the whole book of children's works, and by my next lesson I would just present her with the whole book. And
so it was pretty apparent pretty early. I think that's what Harmony is suggesting, right?
Yeah.
And when I heard her at 13, she was already a pretty fully formed artist, really quite extraordinary.
And you haven't heard her yet
recently. I assume she's improved. I don't know.
That's what I mean.
She reached the apex at 14, so
it's been going downhill.
I always say that about children, that they know everything at the age of four, and then it's just a steady decline from four to death. That's it.
I think we're fine examples of that, aren't we, David?
Indeed.
But
cells decaying all the time.
This is marvelous. Just a beautiful opportunity for you, but also for to present, especially someone that you have nurtured in a way.
Yeah, someone on the cusp of greatness, if not already there. Yeah, very exciting, I think, for our audience to hear such a vibrant, vital young artist.
So how are things going otherwise?
Otherwise, great. We are very fortunate to live in the beautiful state of New York, and we are very happy here. And we get a lot of support from the state and from our wonderful community, as I know you here at the radio station do. And so in spite of all the craziness in the world, we're doing fine, at least at present.
So the if people don't know the drill, there's a concert at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday night, and then one on Sunday afternoon.
And there's a pre-concert talk on the stage an hour before, so 6:30 Saturday and 2:00 on Sunday. And these four pieces are so radiant, and not only are they perfect for Valentine's Day weekend, but they're also just so suited to this great, great concert hall, the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, one of the greatest venues for listening to music in the world. So hearing the Schumann Spring Symphony and the Rachmaninoff and the other two works is just such a privilege in that space. And it's a beautiful, as you know, it's a beautiful communal happening. All of our wonderful music-loving friends show up, and we just have a great time.
Well, we'll wish for great weather, and regardless, it'll be beautiful music emanating from that space on both the on Saturday the 15th, Sunday the 16th at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. You can find out more information by going to albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com. David and Harmony, thank you so much for being with us. Harmony, it's a delight to see you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for
having me. I
hope you'll come back the next time you return. And, well, it's always good to see you.
You too, Joe.
Yeah, excellent.
Be well. Thanks so much for having us.
Again, find out more by going to albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com, the happenings at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, February 15th at 7:30 and February 16th at 3 p.m. albanysymphony.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.